South Coast Sports Radio, joined by victorious manager Emma Hayes tonight. Emma, I've spoken to a lot of your girls already and they've all said it was a tough test, wasn't it? Was that one that you were expecting?
Yeah, absolutely. They're top of the league for a reason. You know, they've scored goals throughout, but, you know, in the end, our quality shone through. We did create enough chances to win the game, but, you know, I think I'm pleased with the result and the performance from the players.
Were you particularly happy with two of the goals coming from set pieces for your girls?
Oh, Paul Green will be, because that's what he does on the training ground. So we work enough at it. It's about time we benefit from some of that. And in open play, we created a lot, but we just didn't. We lacked that clinical edge in front of goal. Otherwise, the game would have been killed off sooner.
You're going to take a lot of credit for the fact that you brought G on. Would you consider bringing her on a little bit early, or was that the right time, do you feel?
Yeah, I think there's enough time in the game to, you know, make our way back into it and didn't panic. We got enough quality here, a lot of international players, and she is a special player and she proved that today.
Enya Luko obviously played tonight, a lot of pace. I haven't seen pace like that quite from a player before. What does she bring?
I mean, again, she brings experience. She brings good wide area play. It's the same with Gemma Davison on the other side. You know, we're very quick in transition. And I thought both wide players were on it tonight and they performed much better than they did at the weekend.
And what did you make about the fact that Reading obviously took the lead? Was there anything that particularly disappointed you?
Of course, you know, there was things in that, but there's some young players in there and they've got to learn, you know, some different things with their starting positions. And, you know, if they do that, they'll eliminate, you know, those type of goals. But overall, you know, pleased with the performance and happy to be, you know, leading the top of the Continental Cup group.
And I need to ask you about Mini Messi. Fran is now a Chelsea player. A couple of questions on Fran. First of all, why is she a Chelsea player?
Because she fits the mould perfectly. You can see in the performance of the team tonight, you know, Fran will fit seamlessly into this team and she'll bring pace, she'll bring goals. Talked about struggling for goals, that's why Fran's been brought in here to help us, you know, convert the many chances that we create.
Was she a player that you were looking to bring in before the World Cup?
Always. She's been a long-term target for Chelsea. It was just the right time to do it. And, you know, the player really wanted to come to us and, you know, expect a lot of happy years together, hopefully winning a lot of trophies.
A lot of people have talked about the fact that it's a record transfer fee. I'm not going to ask you what the fee is because you're not going to tell me, obviously. But do you feel that that could put a little bit of pressure on Fran? Because she stated that she doesn't know what it is.
I don't think she'll feel any of that pressure. You know, she's been brought in here to perform. You know, Fran thinks football and thinks about scoring goals. And that's all she's interested in. She's not, you know, concerned about the rest of it. So, you know, I expect that Fran will thrive at our club and she's going to be playing with a lot of good players, so there's not the pressure that you think she has.
And women's football's involved so much and obviously the World Cup's out. I've already spoken to Annie about the fact that you're playing in front of 800 people tonight. Do you hope that that's going to continue and more people get involved and especially young girls?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I came to this game last year and there were 150 people here. This is, you know, the difference now. You know, the girls are role models. You know, people want to come out and watch them play, and it's important that we produce performances so they keep coming back. And you know, long may it continue.
Well, it's the battle against Manchester City next before the FA Cup final. Do you feel that there might be a little danger that some of the players' minds are on that game at Wembley?
If they want to play in the final at Wembley, they have to perform on Sunday. That's the simple message. So if it is, then they'll think differently. I know my players, they're professional in everything they do. And, you know, I expect they'll put in a tough top performance this weekend.
And what do you make of Manchester City? Of course, Steph Houghton there, and there's other names as well. They're coming partly. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, for the amount of money they've spent too, they've got excellent players. They expect to beat Chelsea. That's where they are as a club, so I expect it to be another epic battle between the two teams and hope we come out victorious.
And one question I really wanted to ask you is, you came up against Kelly tonight. My co-commentator tonight mentioned that yourself and Kelly were the only two female managers in the Super League. What do you make of that?
Well, Kelly's doing a great job and I support the work she's doing here, and I expect Reading to get promoted because of that excellent work. And you know, she's a fantastic coach. Her team play great football, and I think Reading, you know, when they get promoted, they will sit comfortably in the top division.
Well, Kelly, congratulations on the win tonight and good luck against City.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks.